Patty Dowd-Schmitz is the Director of Communications and Community Engagements of Barrington. Hey, Patty, it's John Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing real well. You asked me to come out and talk once, and then one time I brought my friend, did I bring Thomas Jefferson or Teddy Roosevelt?
You brought Teddy Roosevelt, yes.
Well, tell people what this is that you all do.
Yeah, so it's called the Barrington Town Warming, and as you described, it is a type of Chautauqua event, and it's an event that actually was started in Barrington in the late 1930s and early 1940s, and they held it during the middle of the winter when people, you know, there was not TV at that time, people had the radio, but they needed stimulation and intellectual engagement in the middle of the winter. So they called it the Barrington Town Warming, and they would invite speakers that were nationally renowned, and they would come out to Barrington, and they held it in the big high school auditorium, and people came out every night for about five nights in the middle of the winter. So that went on until World War II, and then it sort of, you know, took a hiatus because of the war. And then in about 2018, our current village president, Karen Darch, decided to revive the tradition. So we've been doing it now for the past 5 years.
Oh.
And it's a one-day event on a Saturday, but it's very popular with our community and with people from all over.
So give me a list of some of the speakers you've had then.
Yes, so we've had some great speakers, and I have to give a big shout out to Greg Brown from Motorola. He has a great Barrington connection and has brought us some tremendous speakers in the past few years. Last year, we actually had Condoleezza Rice, and we had Bill Daley, the former U.S. Secretary of Commerce. And then in years past, we've had Governor Chris Christie. We've had Hank Paulson, who also has some Barrington connections. He was obviously the U.S. Secretary of the Treasury back in the early 2000s. And then we've also had Doris Kearns Goodwin, the American presidential historian. She was fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she gave us a phenomenal look at, you know, past history through the presidential lens, which was great. And then, of course, we've had you, John Williams. You've come out and really sort of stolen the show in a lot of ways. You have been very, very popular with our crowds with your take on community. So that's been great. It's a great time for people to come and hear speakers in all different realms. We try to bring in people from business, academia, religion, education, the arts, culture, civic affairs, and then we do panels throughout the day, and then we usually have a really phenomenal keynote speaker. So it's a sort of a hidden gem. Not very many people really know about it because we do it at Barrington's White House, which is a very intimate space. It only holds about 140 people, and so it's a really enjoyable day for the people that come. And then last year, we started the virtual part of it, obviously, with the pandemic. So we were able to reach more people by doing it virtually as well. So this year, I think we'll probably have a combination of in-person in our ballroom at the White House and then put it out virtually also.
I see. Well, it's been nice of you to invite me in the past. I think I'm more the sorbet between those meteor. I'm the palate cleanser. It's like, all right, John will come out for a little while during lunch, and then you all get back to some real meaningful thought and conversation on either side of my presentation. But it's in February. When is it this coming year then?
This year it's February 5th. And as I said, that's a Saturday. And it runs usually from about 9 o'clock in the morning till usually 3:30 in the afternoon.
Can anybody
go? Lunch.
Can anybody go?
Anyone can go. Anyone can go, yes. We usually put the tickets on sale right after the new year.
Okay.
But they do go very quickly, as I said, because it is a small space. But people can always get a virtual ticket if they can't get the in-person.
So. Do you have a marquee or feature speaker yet?
So we are not ready to announce that yet. Usually we announce our speakers in early December. We spend pretty much a whole 6 months generally pulling together all the speakers and getting our featured keynote. And then we usually announce right in the beginning of December. And then again, like I said, tickets go on sale right after the holidays.
Well,
so we will let you know.
Yeah. I was just going to say, by all means, let's you and I reconnect here when you're ready to announce the speakers, and we'll sell some tickets. Okay.
That sounds great. We really appreciate all your support. And obviously, when you come to the event, we've really enjoyed that. So we hope to see you again.
That's the plan. Thank you, Patty.
Thank you, John. Have a great day. Thanks for having me.
That's what they do in Barrington. Patty Dowd-Schmitz is the Director of Communications and Community Engagement.